your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome to Conceive on Air with Kim Hahn. All comments, views, and opinions are solely those of the hosts, guests, and callers. In the next hour, Kim and her guests share her experiences to educate and empower women on their journey to parenthood. Sit back and relax. Here's your host, Kim Hahn.
Hi, and welcome to Conceive on Air. So glad to be with you this Wednesday afternoon. We are going to have a great show. We are going to be talking about how to come up with funds and financing if you're going into assisted reproduction. And as we know, we've talked about this before, that there are basically about 14 or 15 states in the U.S. that mandate some kind of coverage. And what that means is if you live in one of those states, then you will have some kind of coverage from diagnosis, maybe luckily all the way through in vitro. And then Conceive, as you know, our magazine that was on newsstands right now, which is about to come off, does the top 50 companies in the U.S. that provide fertility coverage. And we really commend a lot of those companies. Many of them are not within those 15 states that are mandated, but feel that they should provide coverage. And so you can go online to conceiveonline.com, look at those top 50 companies, look at what their coverage is, and talk about, you know, this with your company. But today we're going to be talking about how else to come up with coverage for assisted reproduction. And so if you're not in one of those states and you're not working for one of the top 50 companies that provides coverage, all hope is not lost. So there is hope, and that's what we're here to talk about today. And our guest today is Mindy Berkson. She is the founder of Lotus Blossom Consulting, and that is really one of the first fertility consultancies in the U.S., and this was founded by Mindy, and we're going to be talking about ways to finance your fertility treatments. So please join me in welcoming Mindy Berkson. Hi, Mindy.
Hi, Kim. Thank you so much for having me.
Sure. I'm really looking forward to this because one of my personal objectives is that we want everybody to have fertility coverage, and we know that Resolve and others are working on helping this happen. Conceive's trying to bring awareness to it, through our top 50 list and getting the word out. But right now, unfortunately, it is the way it is in the U.S., and not everybody is covered. So can you tell us a little bit about your background? Why did you found Lotus Blossom Consulting? And really, what are your objectives and the main things that you can offer to couples on their pursuit of a family?
Absolutely. I started my business because 14 years ago, I too was battling infertility. And like many of the listeners here today, was looking for answers to some of the questions that you probably have for me today. So having walked in your shoes, I know emotionally, physically, and financially all the stressors that are associated with infertility. And I also understand the emotional roller coaster of the infertility process. More importantly, I understand that the desire to be pregnant is an overriding factor, and entering into that, the willingness to beg, borrow, or steal to fulfill that desire is paramount in the grand scheme. And Kim, as you had mentioned, unfortunately insurance benefits are often limited, and even when benefits are available, at some point they typically run out when we're trying to achieve the end family building goal. And by that I mean most intended parents come to me looking for more than just one child. So we have to balance hope with caution as we plan for several cycles. But having gone through this process personally, I understand the emotional and physical desires and financial stressors that are associated with this. And so I opened Lotus Blossom to help people through that process and to act as their advocate. And in doing so, my associate is also a licensed insurance agent and a financial planner. So she's very instrumental in helping to identify borrowing sources above and beyond insurance. She helps our clients investigate, is it best to use a finance program that's offered through the fertility center, such as a distributed risk program, or any of the capital fee financing plans or ARC financing plans that may be available through your fertility center, or even above and beyond that. It's very often that our clients take out additional loans or monies from savings in order to address those needs.
Okay, so your firm, basically, you go beyond the financial, though. So if somebody, what I'm imagining is if I've been diagnosed with infertility and I have all these things to deal with, the emotional, the physical, all the things you mentioned, somebody can come to you to talk through an overall best approach.
Absolutely. I consider myself the quarterback of the team. And so I'm also helping to identify other resources that they may need throughout the cycle, not just the financial ones, such as many people going through third party need the financial resources, but they also need reproductive endocrinologists, mental health professionals, attorneys, agencies, identification of surrogates and egg donors that meet their criteria. So there are many things that I facilitate throughout the process.
And is it almost, I mean, I hate to, I know it's a little bit of a different experience having gone through this myself, but, you know, it's almost like I think of a wedding planner who will help take all the stress off of you and help you kind of map out the plan to get to your dream wedding. Is this kind of the same thing when you're having trouble and it's becoming overwhelming? You're kind of like the wedding planner of creating a family?
I think that's an excellent analogy.
Okay, yeah, because that's what I'm imagining this approach would be, because, you know, you can take into account, and I was watching Whose Wedding Was It, Is It Anyway, last night, and that's kind of what I was thinking, because there's so many things to think about, and really having someone who's an expert can really guide you and get you quicker, I think, on the path you need to go versus kind of struggling through all of this
mm-hmm.
on your own.
And I do think that is one of my differentiators as an infertility consultant, is that I do have strategic alliances and the personal and professional experience in this niche market to help my clients maximize their chance of success while minimizing their financial expenditures.
Okay, great. And we're going to talk more about this. I want to let everyone know that Mindy offers free personal consultations scheduled by calling a toll-free number. I'm going to give that number out. Is that okay, Mindy?
Yes, absolutely.
It's 1-877-881-2685, 1-877-881-2685. And then you can also go to her web to lotusblossomconsulting.com. That's lotusblossomconsulting.com. And Mindy has a free ebook about all the things we're going to be talking about today about financing your infertility. So if you want to take a look at that booklet, you know, after the show, feel free to log on to Lotus Blossom Consulting. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Mindy. We're going to talk about how do you kind of get on the step of financing? Where do you go first? How do you find out what kind of coverage you have? And then what are your alternatives? So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be continuing our conversation on how do you finance assisted reproduction. We'll be right back after the break.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You've gotta believe. Conceive Magazine is America's first magazine about making babies. In the pages of Conceive, we inspire and inform future moms with comprehensive information about women's health and fertility, as well as various methods of conception. Conceive Magazine offers comfort and emotional support to women contemplating starting or expanding their families by consulting noted professional experts and by sharing the insights and experiences of others who have already begun the journey. In every issue, you'll find the latest news in conception, fertility, and the newest products on the market. Well-balanced information on exercise, nutrition, and healthy lifestyle tips to help you prepare for pregnancy. real-life success stories from women who have achieved their dream of parenthood and so much more. To subscribe to Conceive Magazine or to get more information, go to our website, conceiveonline.com, or call us toll-free at 1-800-758-0770. Conceive Magazine, a must-have resource for women beginning one of life's most important journeys.
Ever think about the future? Wonder what it'll be like? What you'll be like? Ever think about how your decisions today affect your future? The March of Dimes does. We think about a future where all babies are born healthy. We're here to help you get healthy before you get pregnant. The healthier you are today, the better chance you have of having a healthy baby in the future. Visit www.conceiveonline.com and click on the link for Conceive's preconception health assessment tool in conjunction with the March of Dimes. There, you'll find a tool you can use to find out how your health today will affect the health of your future baby. Go ahead, see what the future holds for you and your baby. Learn more about your health by visiting www.conceiveonline.com and clicking on the preconception health assessment tool link. Find out what you can do to help have a healthy baby.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome back to Conceive on Air with Kim Hahn. If you have a question or comment, dial toll-free 1-866-472-5792. Now, back to the show. Here's Kim.
Hi, and welcome back. We're here today with Mindy Berkson, who is the founder of Lotus Blossom Consulting. They're actually located in Chicago, but you are always welcome to call for a free phone consultation at 1-877-881-2685. Also, feel free to call during the show, and Mindy will be happy to answer any questions that she possibly can. And you can call the show at 1-866-472-5792. Okay, Mindy, and welcome back.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's talk about this, and I kind of want to set the stage a little bit, because we're going to get really into how do people and couples pay for treatment when they don't have insurance coverage, correct?
Correct.
But now, I just want a couple of things, because some of our listeners obviously are in those 15 states, and you can find those 15 states that cover insurance on Conceive Online. So if you want to know if you live in one of those states, go to Conceive Online. I believe if you go under our library, you'll be able to find those states listed there. So is that kind of where somebody starts? I mean, how do you determine where does somebody start? Let's just say you've been diagnosed, you know you're going to go to a reproductive endocrinologist, and they're going to suggest treatment. You have no idea. How do you determine what you have to work with?
Well, first I suggest you go to your HR department, the Human Resources Department, and ask for a complete copy of the insurance plan. And after reading through that plan, if you can decipher it, learn all you can that will be covered. Also, very important to speak to a representative at the company. Very often, fertility centers are able to help you decipher this information through their insurance departments. Just because you live in a state that mandates coverage, but you work for a company that is not required for the federal government to meet these state mandates. So it's very important to find out from your HR department if you are covered for any of these benefits or if you can be covered for any of these benefits. Once you determine what your benefits are, then you're in a position to best use your benefits in the appropriate order to maximize those benefits. And what I mean by using those benefits in the best order is, how are your cycles determined by embryo transfer, or are they considered a cycle at retrieval? Because that may dictate for you the course of action that you take with regards to how you proceed through the IVF cycle.
Can you explain that a little bit more?
Sure.
And then what happens, though, if we want to back up a little bit, like diagnosis? I mean, we're jumping right into IVF, but what about, you know, people that don't have coverage? I mean, don't we have to determine the coverage? And people, our listeners should be aware that, you know, some of it might be just diagnosis only. Some might be a couple IUIs. Some might be with a prescriptions, some without medication.
Right, and all of that really, you really need to talk to your benefits representative to determine what your cover, what coverage you have with regards to the state you live in and the company that insures you.
Okay, and
so very individualized, Kim.
Right, and this is what I want to give out a number, Mindy, for Fertility Lifelines, because I know I've recommended this to people to call, and they will do that legwork for you. And find out what kind of coverage you do have, and that's 1-866-LET'S-TRY. So if you want to do that first set of work, and it, like, you know, Mindy mentioned, it can be complex, hard to understand, you can call the free service Fertility Lifelines at 1-866-LET'S-TRY, and they will help you determine what you've got.
Correct.
Okay, so now we've determined
insurance.
Yes.
What do we do once we've exhausted the insurance benefits, and we've also discussed with our fertility center any sort of distributed risk plan that they may offer? And what I mean by a distributed risk plan is sometimes fertility centers offer X number of cycles for X number of dollars. It's appropriate for some people, not appropriate for others. In addition, it's a program that you typically have to qualify into before you can even decide if this is an option for you.
Okay, so can you walk us through, because I know that these are becoming more and more prevalent than, you know, possibly 10 years ago when I was doing in vitro. You know, this is something obviously, like, I would love to hear, you said it's good for some people, not for others. How can you help guide your clients to determine whether this is something that they want to pursue or stay away from?
That's an excellent question, Kim, and the answer is depends on the end family building goal. If clients are looking to have 2 to 3 children, then we know from the very beginning we have to plan for multiple cycles, not just to balance hope with caution in case that the first cycle is a failed cycle, but we have to use the same pool of money for the overall end family building goal. And so if one qualifies for a shared risk plan and they know that they want to go through several cycles, perhaps this is an appropriate option for them. However, there are also situations where clients may not want to go through more than just one cycle, and then it would not be an appropriate option for them.
So, and how do they basically work? I mean, you're kind of, is it kind of like rolling the roulette wheel a little bit here?
Well, anytime you go through an IVF cycle, I think you're rolling the roulette wheel because there's no guarantee that a cycle will work. But with a shared risk program, the fertility centers have developed these so that they could limit your financial risk when going through multiple cycles or multiple chances of a cycle.
And what happens if you get pregnant on the first try?
Then
is it you're basically paying up front for X amount of cycles?
Correct.
So what, like, is it like 3 cycles you pay?
So it depends on the fertility center. Some offer 3, some 4. I've even seen some clinics that offer up to 6 cycles, including frozen embryo transfers.
And then if you pay that amount no matter what, and if you get pregnant, then you still, that's what it's going to cost.
That's paid. Cycle paid.
If you don't get pregnant, though, you then get money back?
Some offer money back, and some just offer additional attempts at a pregnancy.
Okay.
So you really need to check with your particular fertility center, A, if they offer this type of program, B, if you qualify for this type of program, and C, what are the specific terms at that particular clinic for their distributed risk program.
Okay, but it could work out for some people that there is a benefit financially. I guess the only benefit financially is if it doesn't work, correct?
Correct.
But not if it works. But most people don't care about that anyway, because once you get pregnant, you know,
you're pregnant.
You would spend anything. But so basically it's if the benefit here is if, which isn't really a benefit, but is if it doesn't work, then you could be in a better financial situation.
You could, correct.
Okay. So that's something. And are you finding that more and more clinics now are offering these?
I'm finding that clinics are offering these in addition to other financing plans that help people pay for the medical treatment. And that is the dollars that go to the fertility centers. But what doesn't seem to be covered out there are options for third-party financing, monies to borrow for payment of the donor or the surrogate or the agency fees.
Okay.
And those are the monies that are typically labeled out-of-pocket expenses. And I'm very instrumental in helping my clients plan for those dollars and how to find those dollars to help them get through the third-party reproduction cycle.
Okay. So we know now if somebody, we've kind of gone through, find out your insurance. When mm-hmm. you've exhausted all of that, whether you have it or not, one of the things is then this shared risk program and
correct.
Determining if it's right for you mm-hmm. in and what your plan is.
And if you're eligible.
And if you're eligible. Could you tell us, we have another minute or so left in this segment, what are in your have you seen in your experience that makes somebody eligible or not eligible?
Well, eligibility is based on chances of success, typically, and those chances of success are determined by your physician or fertility center, those guidelines. Very often they may be age-related or diagnosis-related. So once you qualify into the program, then you have the option to purchase the distributed risk plan. And again, that plan is, there's not one plan, and there's not, each center offers their own rules and regulations designed around a distributed risk plan that's offered. So it's hard for me to generalize exactly what a plan is. It really is fertility center specific.
Okay. But basically, I think what you're saying overall, though, is that is it true that the clinics are looking really for, like you said, maximize success. So if somebody's 40 with a high FSH, you know, and other issues,
they may not qualify for the program.
Because their chance of success would be well below the averages.
Correct.
Okay. Great. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk about, you know, should you go to savings, loans, home equity, what other options are. I want to mention to everybody that Conceive is really proud that we have collaborated with the March of Dimes. And you and any of your friends or anyone you want to let know, if you want to go out to Conceive Online or March of Dimes to Every Baby Has a Story, we are going to be taking your conception stories. So if you have amazing stories about what it took for you to conceive your child, you will have a chance to win a featured coverage in Conceive Magazine. We'll be doing this for the next year, picking the most inspiring stories to share with other readers. You can go out and do that by telling your story either through Conceive Online or March of Dimes, Every Baby Has a Story. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue with Mindy Berkson, and we're going to be talking about more ways to finance your fertility treatment.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
For over 17 years, Huntington Reproductive Center has been bringing dreams to life. Huntington Reproductive Center is one of the most successful providers for advanced reproductive care in the United States, with 6 locations throughout Southern California. Visit our website at www.havingbabies.com or call toll-free 866-HRC-4-IVF. That's 866-472-4483.
When I go on my walks, I'm not alone. I've got a traveling companion right here in my pregnant belly. We see all kinds of things together. Well, he doesn't see them, but I think somehow he experiences them. I want him to come out and see all the great things this world has to offer. But I really just want him to be healthy. So I'm walking. And I'm not the only one walking for my baby. Lots of people are. By joining in the March for Babies. Well, they're walking for all babies, really. Pretty cool. So on our walks, it's just me and him and a few million other people who care about babies. Pretty peaceful, considering.
One day, all babies will be born healthy, but we'll have to walk to get there. Join the March of Dimes March for Babies. Together, we can give every baby a healthy start. Visit marchforbabies.org today to sign up.
Amy, an OV Watch success story.
The most frustrating part about trying to have a baby is identifying when you're fertile. That's why OV Watch is great. After 2 years of trying desperately to have a baby, I'm pregnant. Without the 4-day advance notice of ovulation OV Watch gave me, I would have missed my full fertile window again. OV Watch made all the difference.
OV Watch Fertility Predictor. Advanced technology, advanced notice, advanced results. Learn more at ovwatch.com.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome back to Conceive on Air with Kim Hahn. If you have a question or comment, dial toll-free 1-866-472-5792. Now, back to the show. Here's Kim.
Hi, and welcome back to Conceive on Air. So glad to be with you again. We are so excited about what's going on with the March of Dimes. We want to hear your stories, your friends' stories, anybody that has amazing stories about what it took for them to conceive their child. And you can go to Conceive Online and click on Every Baby Has a Story, submit your story, and we'll be picking winners for the next year to appear in Conceive Magazine. Okay, we're back with Mindy Berkson. Okay, Mindy, we've kind of talked about, just to recap, finding out, you know, what kind of insurance you have, if you're in a state that covers or not. Again, Fertility Lifelines is a great resource at 1-866-LET'S-TRY. After that, then you can look at some of the shared risk programs that clinics might offer, and find out if that would work for you. Now, let's just say, you know, that none of those things really aren't going to work. We still need to get some more money. What do you recommend?
Okay, there are several financial options, and I like to divide these options into two categories. First is the savings category, and this is either money that you may have set aside in a savings account or possibly investments that you want to sell from your portfolio. If you plan on selling stocks or bonds, it's really essential that you understand all of the associated tax consequences with that. And here's where I really recommend speaking with a financial planner or tax professional to offer you guidance that's very specific to your individual circumstances. Another precaution I like to recommend is that you should still have savings left either in cash or investments to set aside as a safety net. So even though it's tempting to spend everything, it's really not an ideal situation.
Mm-hmm.
Savings. So that's one category. The second category is really borrowing. And what are borrowing options? Well, first there's loans, and loans are fairly straightforward, but important to shop around for the best available rate. Since rates are always linked to your current credit score, rates vary greatly. And so I like to tell my clients to keep in mind that any loan you take out also further decreases your credit score.
Okay, but I want to ask a question about this because we all know that the economy is rough right now, that banks are pulling back on lending. Are they going to lend? Can people just walk into any bank and say, I want a loan for fertility treatment when basically there's no collateral that, you know, it's not like buying a car where they could take the car or your house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how difficult are these personal loans to get right now?
Again, it's based on your credit score. So if your credit score is good, it may be it may be very easy to get an unsecured loan. But most cases, it is much easier to get a loan if it's a secured loan, and that brings us to the topic of home equity loans, or what's known as a HELOC loan, standing for Home Equity Line of Credit.
Okay, let me ask one more question, because I know that there are a few companies out here, banks that do have special programs for lending money on fertility treatments. Are you aware of any of those specifically?
I know several of the loans.
Okay.
Options out there.
I would like, you know, Capital One, I believe, mm-hmm. has a program yes. that if you want to look into, mm-hmm. you can go to their website. I think this is all about providing, you know, resources on where to go because, you know, I just don't want our listeners walking into any bank mm-hmm. because a lot of times I know I'm an ex-banker and I know you couldn't walk into our bank and get a loan for fertility treatments without, you know, lots of collateral. It was just, but there are programs that I am aware of, especially through Capital One, which has specific programs for fertility treatment.
Okay, so let me clarify the Capital One program.
Great.
Or programs like that.
Okay.
Those are programs that will pay for the medical treatment of infertility. Those are not programs that will cover the additional costs of third-party reproduction, such as egg donor compensation, surrogate compensation, or agency fees.
Okay. And that's okay because I think a lot of our listeners out there, I mean, you know, there's a small, I think, 3% of people will actually have to do in vitro, and then even smaller percent that will have to go on. So there's a place for this, so but that's great point, Mindy, to point out that it is not for any third party, but there mm-hmm. are plenty of people that, you know, if you aren't planning on doing third party, that is a company to go to as well.
Right.
So that's great, so that you can point out which you can use for what services.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you could get information from your fertility center which program they're participating in, if they are participating in a program.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
Capital One is a very popular program.
Okay.
So what
the home equity.
The home equity loan. It's a very popular option for borrowing, and there's two main reasons why it's so popular. First is that the interest rate you pay may be deductible on your federal tax return. The second reason it's so popular is that you don't have to use all the borrowed money at one time. And this is a very important consideration when you're setting aside financial reserves for more than just one cycle. So you could really use the line of credit, draw down on it initially, and then further draw down on it for a second sibling or for a failed attempt.
Okay. Yeah, that's a great one.
Mm-hmm. But a final caution is compare available rates, because rates offered by your current mortgage lender may not necessarily be the best rate. And I have worked very closely with lenders. One of Lotus Blossom's strategic alliances is with lenders who are licensed in all 50 states. These lenders have agreed to drastically reduce or waive closing costs on HELOC loans to my clients. And this has helped me offer my clients a further competitive advantage in the borrowing arena.
Okay.
All right. Another financial option are health savings accounts, and they're often known as HSA or FSA accounts. These are pre-tax savings accounts that are offered through your employer. So you can set up an account at the beginning of your benefit period, and at that time you can also declare the amount of money that you will choose to set aside for these health care expenses. The IRS does place a maximum amount available to these particular accounts, and that is $5,800 for a married couple in a given calendar year. Now, exactly how the account is funded depends on your company. Typically, a set amount is taken out of your paycheck monthly, and this allows you to use the pre-tax dollars to pay for costs associated with health care expenses, again, up to the IRS-mandated quota. I've seen many of my clients benefit from using this type of account for the third-party fees that we had previously discussed, such as agency fees, donor and surrogate compensations, and also the legal fees that are associated with third-party reproduction. Since infertility coverage and associated costs are often a gray area for the IRS, some companies allow for HSA accounts to pay these costs and others don't. So I always caution my clients to make sure you know ahead of time what is your company's policy. And then for a complete listing of what you can use your HSA money for, you can always refer to the IRS guidelines, which are available on their website.
Okay, that's a good one. That will take a little bit of planning as well, correct?
Definitely. And you should definitely plan in advance what you think you would use and if this $5,800 available to you would be helpful.
And also, do you have to wait till you have $5,800 in the account?
Depends on your company. Most companies will let you put that into the account over the year. Some will require you to put it in all at once.
Okay, but like if I signed up for this in January and I had, you know, $10,000 worth of expenses in February, can I get reimbursed prior to the end of the year?
Yes, your bills will be paid out of that account.
Okay, as I incur the money?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, so that's another option. I guess when we're talking about these savings plans, what about taking, let's just say somebody has $30,000 and they found a way to pay for it, but isn't one other way to reduce your cost to find more money to also see if you can deduct it on your taxes through medical expenses?
Yes. And that is another form. It's not set aside in advance like an HSA, but it's something that's done at the end of the tax year, and therefore you have to make certain that you've saved all your receipts, and then those receipts are added up to make that deduction, again, according to your individual tax plan, and definitely talk to a tax advisor about how much can be deducted.
Okay, yeah, because that's a good one. I think a lot of people don't realize that. Mm-hmm. If you, and even on like adoption, that we know that there's a tax credit, which is a little bit better. But if your medical expenses, and I'm not sure exactly what the number is, but it's something in terms of your adjusted gross income, if it's in the
7.5%.
What is it now?
It's 7.5% of your adjusted gross income for the year.
Right. Anything over that, I believe you can take get some tax benefit from. So
as long as you
definitely keep your receipts.
Yes.
that's a good one. I don't even know if I might have missed that back when because I wasn't as familiar, but that's still at the end of the day you can net that out of what you've actually spent.
Correct.
And then I know we're going to take a quick break. I know you've got a couple more suggestions on places to find money if you need it. So we're going to take a quick break. You're here today with Mindy Berkson, who is the founder of Lotus Blossom Consulting. You can always call her for a free consultation at 1-877-881-2685, 1-877-881-2685, or go to her website at lotusblossomconsulting.com. We'll be right back after the break.
Your life, your health, your network. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
You've got to believe. Conceive Magazine is America's first magazine about making babies. In the pages of Conceive, we inspire and inform future moms with comprehensive information about women's health and fertility, as well as various methods of conception. Conceive Magazine offers comfort and emotional support to women contemplating starting or expanding their families by consulting noted professional experts and by sharing the insights and experiences of others who have already begun the journey. In every issue, you'll find the latest news in conception, fertility, and the newest products on the market. Well-balanced information on exercise, nutrition, and healthy lifestyle tips to help you prepare for pregnancy. real-life success stories from women who have achieved their dream of parenthood, and so much more. To subscribe to Conceive Magazine or to get more information, go to our website, conceiveonline.com, or call us toll-free at 1-800-758-0770. Conceive Magazine, a must-have resource for women beginning one of life's most important journeys.
Amy, an OV Watch success story.
The most frustrating part about trying to have a baby is identifying when you're fertile. That's why OV Watch is great. After 2 years of trying desperately to have a baby, I'm pregnant. Without the 4-day advance notice of ovulation OV Watch gave me, I would have missed my full fertile window again. OV Watch made all the difference.
OV Watch Fertility Predictor. Advanced technology, advanced notice, advanced results. Learn more at OVWatch.com.
When I go on my walks, I'm not alone. I've got a traveling companion right here in my pregnant belly. I want him to come out and see all the great things this world has to offer. But really, I just want him to be healthy.
One day, all babies will be born healthy, but we'll have to walk to get there. Join the March of Dimes March for Babies. Sign up at marchforbabies.org today.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome back to Conceive on Air with Kim Hahn. If you have a question or comment, dial toll-free 1-866-472-5792. Now, back to the show. Here's Kim.
Hi, and welcome back. We're here today talking with Mindy Berkson, who is the founder of Lotus Blossom Consulting, which is basically a consulting firm that helps couples navigate the world of infertility. One of the things value that Mindy's firm offers is helping couples really plan for the financial implications of doing assisted reproduction and third-party reproduction as well. Okay, Mindy, so we've talked about savings, loans, home loans, company health savings plans. What are some other things that couples can look at? And then we've also talked about save all your receipts, so that your accountant can determine if you qualify to get some money back because your, medical bills exceed a certain point of your income. So what else is out there?
Well, other options are dipping into your retirement account. And the IRS has provisions which allow for borrowing out of retirement accounts for health care costs. These provisions are known as hardship withdrawals, or there could also be known as unforeseeable emergencies. In order to qualify, you must formally petition either your employer in the case of 401k or 403b plans, or in the case of IRA accounts, you have to petition the individual managing institution. If you do receive approval to qualify for a health care loan, the amount you withdraw must be repaid to the account within a set time frame. If you do not qualify for an approved health care loan, you can still borrow from the retirement account. However, the amount of funds and the penalties and the payback period associated with the loan will depend on the type of loan you get and the type of account you have. So once again, I caution my clients to make sure that you've enlisted a qualified financial planner or a tax professional to really help evaluate your individualized circumstance.
Okay, and if somebody, Mindy, were to come to your firm, do you have those professionals that you can kind of bring into the mix?
Yes, I do. I have on staff with me a licensed insurance agent and a financial planner. And she is instrumental in helping our clients to evaluate what are all of their insurance benefits, how to best maximize the use of those benefits, and, again, in what order to use those benefits. And then above that, how do we plan for out-of-pocket expenses, evaluating the distributed risk program, evaluating the lending programs that are out there and what is best for your given situation.
Okay. So that's good. So someone doesn't have to kind of be on their own. That's one of the valuable services that you offer, is that there's somebody right there that's a little bit familiar.
Well, definitely somebody right here. I mean, I felt that was really important in my business plan to include a very comprehensive approach to tackling infertility.
Which is great, because that can be totally overwhelming when you're dealing with the overwhelming, you know, issues of testing and diagnosis and treatment and then emotions. You know, the last thing you want to have to worry about is, you know, navigating through this whole financial world.
Exactly.
That's out there. Okay, any other suggestions that you have for finding money?
Family and friends.
Oh, that's a good one.
Very often, my clients turn to their parents or other family members for help in the process. It's a interest-free loan very often, and I think it really helps personalize the situation for many who are willing to share the struggles that they're going through, and I have seen it ease a lot of tension for many clients going through this process.
Okay, so, yeah, that's a good one. You know, I didn't even really think about that one, but, you know, and I'm sure, you know, that there are people out there that, that would be more than happy to possibly help you with this situation. The other thing I want to mention, and I want you to talk a little bit about your fund that you're coming up with. It's very similar. If our listeners want to go out to inside.org. You can find it on the Conceive online website, INCCID. They offer a program for couples that have certain financial limitations. So if you don't have, you know, the right amount of, you know, a set amount of income, I believe, that is set by them, you can go ahead and apply for free IVFs that are given around the country. And you tell your story. There's plenty of paperwork, but, you know, they are giving out lots of IVFs, free IVFs a year. So if your income, you know, is of a certain range, check it out, and that's one way. Now, you, Mindy, you also have a fund, the Jude Andrew Adams Fund. Tell us a little bit about that, and I believe that should be starting soon.
The fund is in place. We're waiting for tax clearance or tax status as a charitable corporation, but we are accepting applications. I started this fund in 2007. It's called the Jude Andrew Adams Charitable Fund, and the goal was to bring new life to those in need. And through this grant, we are offering a free fertility treatment cycle for financially needy individuals.
Okay, and how do people find out about that?
You could go to my website, www.lotusblossomconsulting.com, and click on the Jude Andrew Adams button, and there will be an application there for you to fill out and submit.
And people from all over the country can submit?
Yes, they can.
So you don't need to be in a certain location. It's open.
Absolutely not. It's all based on financial need, and you could be located anywhere.
Okay, and how many IVFs is that? Is that one a year? How does the fund work?
My goal is to give away one cycle this year and four cycles next year.
Oh, that's amazing. So, I mean, there are plenty of people out there. There'll never be enough free cycles for all the people that need it. So please go to, if you feel like you would qualify, look at it, the Jude Andrews Adams Fund or inside.org, INCCID. Like I said, you know, there's never be enough free cycles, but this is a start. You may qualify, and this could be the answer to your prayers to creating a family. Mindy, that's awesome, and you know, thank you so much for doing that and making that available to some lucky couples.
My pleasure.
Now, I know we have just a couple minutes left, but one of the things you recommend is being your own best advocate, and what do you mean by that?
Well, it is so empowering to make educated decisions. And that's what I mean by being your own best advocate. You really need to make educated decisions. I found that when I was going through the process, the answers I got were only as good as the questions I asked, but I didn't even know what questions to ask. And so through my professional and personal experience in this industry for the past 12 years, I feel that I have a very insider's perspective now to offer. And that's what I do for my clients. I help empower them with information, questions, in order to make qualified decisions on their behalf.
Which is great. So tell us a little bit, I mean, we've mentioned the 800, the 1-877-881-2685 number. How does it work? If somebody has been listening and says, you know what, I really could use Mindy's help and her firm's help in getting through this. It's way too overwhelming. I'm lost. You know, I just need help. How does this work? Someone calls you and then kind of walk us through the process.
Absolutely. Well, first I'd like to hear where they've been, what they've done, what resources they need based on what their physician has diagnosed for them. Is it going to be a third-party cycle? Is it truly a cycle that's solely on your own? Are there insurance benefits? Are there not insurance benefits to work with? Do we have medication coverage? Do we need to look for sources for medications? So it really depends on the individual situation. There is no cookie-cutter consult. And I like to spend about 30 to 40 minutes with each client on the phone to address what their needs are before I really map out a plan of how I can help them and what our next action steps are.
Okay, so, I mean, it sounds like, you know, the idea is this is personalized to the individual and, you know, what's going to work best for them. You know, you sit down and try to craft a solution.
I do, but I don't just craft the solution for them. I walk them through that solution. Clients are with me until birth, and I have strategic alliances set nationwide which help me offer various things throughout my consult. And how I end my consult is with an alliance that I have with Family Cord Blood Storage, who has offered my clients exclusive discounts on umbilical cord blood banking. And since a large majority of my clients are third-party reproduction clients, it's very important to me to end that conversation with why cord blood banking is so important.
Which is great. I can tell you, as a mom of an adoptive daughter who I adopted, I wish that I would have known more about it back then. So I would, that's definitely a great thing. And a lot of people don't know about it. And, you know, so that's great. We see more and more advertising, obviously, in Conceive, the pregnancy magazines, seeing it more on TLC and Discovery Health on TV, which is, you know, who knows what great things are going to come beyond what we know now, but that is also something great to look into. So, Mindy, thank you so much for being with us. Mindy is the founder of Lotus Blossom Consulting. You can go to her website at lotusblossomconsulting.com. You can also call her at 1-877-881-2685. Finally, we want to hear your conception story. We want to hear your friends' conception stories. For a chance to be featured in Conceive Magazine, you can go to either Conceive Online or the March of Dimes and click on Every Baby Has a Story. We want to thank Mindy for being with us. Remember, you got to believe. We'll be back next week with another great show. I'm Kim Hahn, and you've been listening to Conceive on Air.
Thank you for listening to Conceive on Air. For more information, visit conceiveonline.com or email us at radio@conceivemagazine.com. Tune in next Wednesday for another informative hour of Conceive on Air with Kim Hahn.